This is the Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes weekly podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
This is a really busy week for us, but it's kind of interesting in its busyness. A lot of members aren't here. This is known as the fiscal cutoff week, and so all bills that have a fiscal impact or a fairly significant fiscal impact are being heard in the Appropriations Committee. Likewise, the Transportation Committee is meeting, as is our Finance Committee, which reviews all tax proposals, and our Capital Budget Committee, which has budget responsibilities over our capital budget. So, of course, we have a lot of members who are spread across those four committees, but some members don't sit on any of them. So some members are either working from home on their legislation or doing other things, but a number of members are here late into the night, every night, hearing bills. And I think a lot of what's on my mind this week is just how hard the appropriations work that we're doing is. I've talked before in this podcast about having a $12 billion deficit that we must balance by the end of the biennium. And that if we balance it by just cutting programs, we'll end up cutting kidney dialysis for people, maybe. We'll end up cutting food programs for students, summer nutrition programs, senior food programs. These are all things that we see when Governor Inslee had to propose an all-cuts budget before he left. Long-term care cuts. You know, I had a mother-in-law who had severe dementia, and she had to be on Medicaid for a few months. And those kinds of long-term care cuts are going to be probably cuts to people who need long-term care but are the poorest amongst us and need help with Medicaid to be able to do that. You know, when you're in the majority party, as we Democrats are, it's great in a lot of ways to be in the majority party because we've been able to build great things for people in the state of Washington. The Climate Commitment Act to address climate change, we're really doing great work there. We've been able to build a lot around childcare. We've been able to build a lot on housing. We've been able to really fund our schools much better, do a lot of that kind of stuff. But when you're in a situation like this, where we have to do a budget reduction, we also, as the governing party, are the ones who have to decide how we make reductions, what tax strategies we get engaged in, and how, for us, trying to make sure that we're not continuing on this path of regressive taxation where the poorest people in this state pay the highest percentage of their income in taxes. And so, you know, it can be easy to be the party or the people who don't have to make the decisions, who just say, well, don't do this. That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Oh, and by the way, we'd also like you to spend money on another 100 things. But that's not a luxury that we have when we're governing. So I don't think about that to say, feel sorry for me. I think about that to say that it's important to think about what the people of this state need, what they deserve, what we're trying to help build with them and for them to make sure that all of us can move forward. And when we're in a tough time, to make sure that we're not destroying things that will mean that people won't recover for a very, very long time. I look at what's happening at the federal government, and that's just a swath of destruction without regard to people at all. And that is not something that I think we'll ever participate in this state. And it's one of the things that makes me love Washington, love the voters in this state, because I feel really strongly like they've given us that message that they want us to take people's needs into account and to build a Washington for everyone, not just a few.
Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins, when we catch up with you next week, we'll be on full-time floor in the House, so I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about then.
Thanks, Jen.